So you might have missed it, messed up in the past, didn't know any better, but you know something now. You know, I get that word in your mouth and on your knees and that confession and prayer and praise and worship and thanksgiving to God and sowing and reaping, you know what to do now. Yeah. And you know you have free access to the throne of God. Amen. Nay, in all these things, we are more, not just a conqueror, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I'm persuaded. That's what we all got. Abraham was fully persuaded when God told him, Abraham, you're going to have a son. He didn't pay any attention to his dead body. He didn't pay any attention to Sarah's dead womb. All he was fully, God told me and I was going to have a son. And that's all he could talk about. That's all he see. That's all he heard. That's all he thought about. He didn't think about his body, what condition it was. He knew God. And we got to get to that place in this day and hour. They telling you all kinds of stuff to come in. I'm telling you, we are rising above all that stuff. We are soaring over all that stuff. We are more than conquerors tonight. We cannot be defeated, and we will not quit. For I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded. How did you get there? I spent some time with you. I got some God on the inside of me. And a revelation came to me. I'm persuaded. I know all this stuff is out there, that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor power, nor thing present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. And it's in Christ Jesus. And Jesus is in me. And I don't think so. I don't hope so. I know so. How do you know? I got the witness of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 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 Ooh, let me just read this and close out. Ephesians 2:19 through 22. Now therefore, back in the King James. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. 21, in whom all the building fitly and framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are built together. Ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. You are not built together for Satan to run and wreck your life and tear you down and do all that stuff. No, you are put together. We've been put together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. No, poverty and lack and sin and darkness, sickness and disease and all the other junk out there, we wasn't put together for that. We've been brought together for a habitation of the Spirit of God. Spirit of God lives in us. Lead us, teach us, guide us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God dwell in the midst, and Satan wasn't invited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We are forced to be reckoned with, and we need to become so confident that you can't do nothing with me. Hallelujah. 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 You can't handle me. You can't do anything. You come against me, hallelujah, I'm going to come out on top. I'm going to finish my course. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Amen.